Now, a couple of listeners got in touch with us about lovely artwork, but mysterious artwork that was appearing in their local woods and along the beaches in South County Dublin, and we wanted to find out more about it. We tracked down the artist who's behind the wonderful but mystery artwork. Brian Mason, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
What part of the of Dublin are you in, Brian Mason?
I'm in Shankill, County Dublin.
Shankill, and there's a lovely beach down in Shankill.
There is indeed, yeah. It's actually, we live on the road leading down to it on the Queen's Road. And yeah, it's less than 10 minutes away from my house.
Beautiful. And people have got in touch with us, and I see pictures here of the gorgeous artwork that's appearing on rocks and so on. This, you're the man behind it. Can you describe, first of all, the style of the art?
Yeah, certainly. There's been some other contributors. It's been going on for, I started several years ago, and it's I put different marine animals on, and then I've done a mural just encompassing the lot. I started with a mermaid. After the mermaid, I went in and put a starfish, I put a dolphin, and it was like the big stone was lonely and asking you to come back and do more. And each time I went down and did a little bit, and I often left little stones, and it's generated a wonderful amount of enthusiasm for locals and people alike. And I see a lot of holiday makers and foreign people taking photographs of the same.
Ah, very nice. So it is literally just to cheer people up.
Yes, well, I've had a love affair with the beach going back a long time ago. I thought that the stones on the beach looked lonely. So I had a love affair spiritually and artistically born there. It created a wonderful place of enjoyment for all to participate in. I've made wonderful friends along the way, people coming to see the artwork and leaving their own. Fellow swimmers who come on a regular basis. A friend of mine, Tony Dunn, and I started all year round swimming, and we raised 3,500 for Shankill old folks on Christmas Day.
Brilliant.
We had a wonderful response from swimmers and supporters alike, and all too many to name individually. Our local publican, Mr. Brady, provided refreshments, and we aim to do it again this year.
It's a lovely idea, and it lifts people's mood. And we should say as well, it's not permanent paint.
No, it's no rock has been harmed.
No rocks have harmed again.
It's acrylic paint that would fade over time, and there's nothing permanent into it. It has no hidden agenda for anybody to, if you know what I mean.
It washes away, and it's environmentally friendly, and so on. So you go swimming every day.
Every single day, by the grace of God, particularly the weather of late, has been absolutely beautiful. And the amount of people that are coming down there, it's just wonderful. I do believe it has a spiritual connection. And I see more and more children coming down and just enjoying what they're seeing, yeah, and putting them in touch with the different type of creatures that are on our shore.
When you're in the sea, do you just clear your mind? Are you thinking through problems, or is it just a total non-thinking time?
I found it absolutely clears one's head completely. Yeah. If you float on, you just float, and you become as one with all.
Yeah.
And it's very spiritual, and it's beautiful. And I think it's very good for anybody. I think it's just very, very good for the mind.
And sure, it'd be a shame living so close to us that you weren't getting the use of this lovely natural thing.
Absolutely.
And Brian, have you always worked as an artist, Brian?
I've always had the talent, by the grace of God. My mm-hmm. first career was spent, I served my time as an apprentice jockey. Rode up the Curra at 6'11", which is a long time ago, because I'm now 14'6". But they were some of the happiest days of my life. And wait for it, I rode a Derby winner.
You did?
No, I did, but unfortunately not in the Derby. I had the great pleasure of riding a horse at Gallop, a horse called Weaver's Hall, who won the 1973 Derby in an exercise gallop, So I think it's fair to say I rode a Derby.
You don't have to qualify that in future. Just say, the Derby winner. Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely, yes. When you're, my mother taught... Sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to ask you, when you will you tell us what your mother... Your mother taught you something, I think you were going to say.
Well, my mother taught me that from the age of about three, I used to just sit down on the doorstep drawing. And even at that stage, I was drawing horses. And I've had... I just a wonderful life with them, and unfortunately, through rising weight and height, I had to grow up, give that up, and look for another career, where I worked for the Harbour Police in Dunleary for 17 years.
That was an interesting curve from being a jockey.
Very much so. Absolutely.
So this is around the period, the 80s and 90s, in the Harbour Police in Dunleary. What was that like?
That in itself was was an amazing time. In your daily routines, you'd be just enforcing bylaws and one thing and another. Yeah. I'd like to think at different times we may have spoken to people who may have been on the pier, myself, my partner, in the early hours, and may have been thinking of maybe something by misadventure because two or three of them, at different times, we found at the end of the steps leading into the inner harbour. Yeah. And I always remember they had, at different times now, they had rosary beads in their hand. Uh-huh. And I'd like to think just a kind word may have just turned what their intentions might have been. I don't have the evidence for that, but I believe it. And an amazing... it was nearly a tragic incident that happened in my time down there. Coincidentally, the harbour master from Dunleary that has just passed away, Captain Jim Carter, I was on duty the day that he saved one of our colleagues who had fallen into the sea. Oh. And I penned a report at the time, and I did it again now. It was one of the bravest acts I've ever seen. And I had a hand in assisting him. He jumped straight into the water. The engines of the ship were running.
Wow.
And the engines of the ship were running. Mm-hmm. And they could both have been dragged in if it wasn't for the quick thinking of Captain Carter. And I managed to get down the pylon and hold him up till we got further assistance. And That was one of the bravest things I've ever seen in my time down there. And like I said, the rest was routine. We had good times, bad times, tragic times, all consistent to the job.
And that Captain Carter, James Patrick Carter, he passed away only this week, the man you're talking
about,
right, who rescued.
That's right, when I was actually speaking to researchers that same evening, I found that Captain Carter had passed away. So an amazing coincidence that this should come up at this time.
So we're having this chat. And there was a poor man that you saw with an urn one time as well along the pier.
Yes, myself and another partner, we were walking down the West Pier and we seen this man. He was he looked a little bit distressed. So we went over to ask him what the problem was. And his wife's last wishes were for her ashes to be scattered in the harbour. But unfortunately, the urn had fallen out of the man's hand.
Oh, dear.
Was bobbing along in the water, much to his distress. And we managed to lasso the urn with the belt from a life belt and bring it back in and empty the ashes out, and he was very, very happy with the outcome. That was another memory I'd never forget.
A small little act like that, but it meant so much to him.
It meant so much to him because, I think it would have bothered him probably for the rest of his life had that had just disappeared out of sight, and instead of just letting us put it into the water.
What else?
She wanted it to go.
What other responsibilities does the Harbour Police have, Brian? I mean, they don't have the same powers as Gardaí, obviously.
No, but in my time, it hadn't developed very much in my time. And as the years progressed, then you had the lads, our colleagues were retrained, and obviously cameras were everywhere. and the place. And unfortunately, now it seems to be that its demise. And what will happen after that, I don't know. But the harbour has been
much fewer now.
The harbour has been taken over, but I think it's Dunleary, Rathdown County Council, and they'll have plans for the future.
Enforcing those bylaws, you're talking about. So, but you went back to horses in a roundabout way after leaving the Harbour Police.
I did. I was fortunate enough to go back to. I worked for Tattersalls Ireland for 20 years at the bloodstock sales, and I just retired about 3 years from there. And they were wonderful, happy days. And I met an awful lot of people from the racing and bloodstock game that I would have known earlier on in my career. And that was just another lovely time in my life. And made lifelong friends. Yeah, those were special times.
Lifetime. Selling horses instead of riding them, but at least you have that Derby winner to your name, so you'll be grand.
Absolutely. That's my claim to fame, definitely.
You must mention your wife of 30 years, Brian Mason.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, happily married now for 30 years. She's retired now as she worked for Aer Lingus cabin crew. She had a hobby before she met me, which was skydiving, and she had given that up since. For obvious reasons, in case she didn't come back.
So she's no longer parachuting out of planes?
No. She gave that one up.
Interesting hobby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come here, where can people see your artworks?
Well, for the last couple of years now, I've been on the beach doing that marine, but now I've moved further afield up to Rathmichael Woods, a place I love. Absolutely, and a great place for the mind to relax. And I put little. There's a badger up there, looking out from a bush. There's a fox as people go up a little avenue. There's a white horse to be spotted. There's a deer at the top. And if I could mention, there's a picture of a pheasant, and I dedicated that to the memory of my brother Charlie, who passed away not long ago in Belgium. He was working with horses, and I put his name underneath that. And
Sorry to hear that, but it sounds like a lovely tribute.
Well, thank you very much indeed. And every time I pass by that, I just feel the spirit is resting. It's a lovely feeling.
It's a very nice idea. And you have a good crew there around Rathmichael Church, is that right, who get involved?
We did indeed. We started in the pandemic. Myself and a friend of mine, Noel Leonard, we started meeting up there. There was two of us. Two became three became four. Then other people stopped, men and women that we had never met, started chatting. And then it got up to 10 or 12. Then the people from the committee are people that just go up and down to the church. We made great friends with them. They used to bring us coffee out. And one morning, I remember the amount of cars that used to go by and wave to us. And one morning, a car pulled up with a young girl and her mother. And the little girl came over with a box of biscuits and just handed them to us, and her mother said that she'd seen us every morning and waved to us, and she just thought it would be nice to bring over some biscuits for a cup of tea. And we were really touched by that, and it brought a community together in pandemic times, which everybody seemed to have an awful lot more time for each other. At that special time, there was a great connection between
people. And for the rest of us, we can see the image as well on Shankill Facebook page there. Look, you're blessed to have the lovely area there, and they're blessed to have you, Brian Mason. So thanks a million for telling your story with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for that. I enjoyed the experience, and it's nice. It's for everybody. It's for the community. Yeah. It's for everybody to enjoy.
And enjoy and be safe to everyone swimming there. So thank you very much, Brian Mason. Good morning to you.